And let's do a paragraph on the Mrs. Brazell. Brazell. Last name, first name, Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn. This is a 79-year-old woman who suffers from obesity, coronary artery disease, acute recent chest pain associated with myocardial infarction, hypertension, chronic kidney disease stage 3, type 2 diabetes, and history of coronary artery disease. Period. The paragraph patient presented to the Memorial Hermann Hospital on 10-5-2022 with chest pain, subsequently diagnosed with myocardial infarction. Patient underwent cardiac catheterization. The catheterization showed the following: 80% stenosis, right side at bifurcation of the left anterior descending artery. There's also 80% stenosis in the mid left anterior descending artery. Also, there's stenosis in the circumflex artery in the proximal portion, 80% stenosis in the distal to the stent. That is post-stent placement in 2014, by the way. She also has 80% stenosis at the first obtuse bifurcation period. New paragraph. Patient deemed to have severe coronary artery disease, not suitable for PCI, given patient's age, obesity, diabetes. It was decided to proceed with the possible CABG times 4 bypass, but patient refused and has chosen to be sent home on hospice with medical management, period. Comorbidities, as I mentioned, included hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, chronic pain. Patient is on oxygen, 2 liters at home, remains on oxygen at this time. Patient is short of breath at all times. Any type of activity causes further shortness of breath because of severe coronary artery disease. She's also very tired and has symptoms of unstable angina at all times, period. The paragraph, patient suffers from end-stage heart disease with other comorbidities. Patient lives with her family. Her son is the main caregiver at home. Case was discussed with patient and family, and it was decided to discharge patient home with no further intervention and place patient on hospice at this time for end-stage heart disease. Continue with oxygen and continue with current medication. Period. Patient expected to do poorly given her amount of stenosis in her coronary artery disease and most likely has less than 6 months to live. Also put down, patient is in chronic pain related to cervical stenosis and requires pain medication around the clock. Just put that in the body somewhere. Thank you.